أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فألقي السحرة سجدا قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى. قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم، إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر، فلأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف، ولأصلبنكم في جذوع النخل، ولتعلمن أينا أشد عذابا وأبقى. Discussing that competition between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the sorcerers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Musa alayhi salatu wasalam casting his asa, his staff, and it eats up all the little strings, ropes, and the sticks of the sorcerers. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. The sorcerers fell in prostration, they fell in sajda, obviously sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality had now dawned upon them that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he presented was not sorcery, it was not black magic, it was not from within this world, it was from beyond this world. There is a power behind Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence now they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى, saying that we believe in the Rabb of Hazrat Harun and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, iman had come to them, and at this point in time they had also made the iman known in front of Fir'aun, in front of the courtiers of Fir'aun, in front of the entire population that was assembled over there. They had made the iman known to one and all. In Ruhul Ma'ani, there's a narration that when they went down into sajda, they did not lift their head until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed them certain ni'mats of Jannat. And when they saw these ni'mats of Jannat, on the one hand, iman had already come firm. Number two, they already confirmed the iman. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed them these ni'mats of Jannat. And as a matter of fact, that iman became so firm in their hearts that following this, there was nothing that would turn them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also find certain narrations that at the time when they had come to compete with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they had donned the clothing of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in trying to mock Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And some ulama say it was the barakat of this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also blessed them with iman. But also together with that, it was now the realization that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam presented, whatever he presented, with the help and the kudrat of a force beyond this world, and that was the kudrat, the force and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In response to this, Fir'aun said, قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. This was the appropriate moment when Fir'aun could have also brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some narrations, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi narrates that at that particular time, the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, had seen this entire scene. She also had now realized that if the sorcerers have given in, they have also realized that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is wahdahu la sharika la. Allah is the one and only. Then obviously Fir'aun has absolutely no power, no might, despite the fact that he claims to be Allah. At that time she had also brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That incident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Tahrim in the Quran Kareem with regards to Asiya, that at that time when she had made the iman known and Fir'aun had called upon her, gave her a choice, and then a rock, she was pegged onto the ground and a rock was about to be thrown upon her, when she read the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, choosing a house in Jannat instead of the palaces of Fir'aun, also had occurred at this particular occasion. But Fir'aun at that time did not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His arrogance did not allow him, and he said, آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. Have you brought iman before I gave you permission? In other words, he was trying to the implication was that I needed to give you permission before you bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before you bring iman in the God of Musa and Harun alayhi musallat wa salam. And then he made an allegation, innahu lakabirukum alladhi 'allamakum as-sihr, that certainly Musa alayhi salat wa salam is from amongst your elder, he is your mentor, he is your teacher, your tutor, and he had taught you the sihr, and that is why he was able to overpower you. فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. And now he promises a punishment that he would mete out to the sorcerers, and that is that I will cut your hands and your legs on opposite sides. And some of the ulama have stated that this was the first person in the world to mete out such a punishment, that the right hand and the left leg, or the left hand and the right leg, will be cut out, مِنْ خِلَافٍ, on opposite sides. And more than that, وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ في جزوع النخل. Thereafter, if you do not die at that point in time, then I will crucify you onto a branch or onto a trunk of a palm tree, and then you will be left to die in that situation. So this will not only be a painful punishment for you, but all those that witness this, for them it will become a lesson that they should not, in inverted commas, renegade from me and my deen, but they should remain firm on my deen. So I will show you this power and might. وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبَقَى. And then at that time you will come to know who is more severe in meeting out punishment and who lasts longer. To this, the sorcerers, and now after accepting iman, they were no more sorcerers, they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their response was, قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ. A very simple reply to them and to Fir'aun, and this shows their extreme iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will never give preference over you, over that, we will never give preference to you over that which had come to us from the very clear signs of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, signs of the existence in the hereafter, signs of the Nubuwwat of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا, and of course from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had created us, فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ, do whatever you wish to do, إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, whatever you do, your doings is only limited to this material world. And here it becomes very, very clear that the iman in the hereafter was 100% testified to, and they had full yaqeen in the coming of the day of Qiyamah and the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store in the hereafter. That is why great sahaba like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that, look at these people, shouldn't one marvel at them, that in the morning they got up not only in the state of kufr, they got up in a state of opposing the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They got up in a point in which they were going to fight the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But by the evening, by the afternoon, they had been blessed with such iman that they had become the greatest walis of the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us also such kind of iman and such kind of yaqeen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.